Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning we have with us both a retailer and a commercial dealer down in Florida, Lou Murano. How you doing, Lou?
Very good.
Your name of your business is Capital Carpet, right?
Capital Carpet and Tile.
Okay, but you know we're near Tallahassee, so how come you call it Capital Carpet?
It's a name I came up with 23 years ago. I just it sounded good, and it gives me the impression of being a larger dealer. And when I first started off, I had envisioned multiple stores.
Okay, how many stores do you have?
We have five retail stores and a separate commercial division.
Okay, I mean you're in Florida, so everybody knows Florida is probably one of the states that's been hit the hardest by some of this economic situation we're in, housing situation we're in. So it's kind of tough down there on the residential side, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Yeah. But you actually have diversified a little bit, haven't you? I mean, you're breaking into the commercial side of the business.
We have in the last 8 years. We've been in business for 23 years. And tried to get into the commercial business even before we did for many years. But it's a different part of the business. It's a different side of the business. And I knew retail real well. And before I got into the commercial end, I wanted to make sure I found someone who knew the commercial end of the business real well and who was doing it in my area, as opposed to trying to do it myself, because it's very difficult, and if you're not knowledgeable about it, you can get real hurt real bad.
So how have you broken into that business?
It took me several years and gone through two or three different people to find the right person that just worked out fantastic, where he had a following and he had connections with general contractors who was doing business, and he left someone else to come work for us and brought that business along with him. And then he steadily grew it here because we had a very good name in the community and in the industry. And then from there, he hired on a couple of other people.
Okay. Looking at your business overall, and you're looking in Florida, as we've said, the residential business is down. Is the commercial business pretty steady?
Well, the commercial business in our area probably is going down. But unlike the commercial business, my retail business, I have our market share. So, I mean, the market share we're going to get, we've been here for so long. So when that retail goes down, our business goes down along with it,
yeah,
percentage-wise. Where if the commercial business is coming down, I don't have my market share of that yet. So we're kind of moving up towards our market share as the market is kind of coming down to wherever it's going to level off at. So we're still growing big time with the commercial end of the business.
So on year-over-year sales for your total business, you're actually going to do okay this year?
We're going to do all right. I mean, retail is really tough, so, you know, we're going to do okay. You know, you never do as good as you'd like to do, so.
Yeah. What are some of the challenges you face in the commercial market?
Is just so different from retail. It's almost like a completely different business. The money doesn't come in the same way. It's not paid the same way. It takes a lot more attention for a sales rep to run a job. Basically, in a retail outfit, the salesperson pretty much does not have to leave the location of a store if you have a measure person and an installation manager, where in the commercial end of the business, that salesperson has to be there all the time, or at least a lot of the time. And if it's a large project, there's just a lot of ins and outs. And you're dealing with the general contractor and the end user, not just the end user. And there's paperwork differences, and there's contract differences, and there's different expectations. And you have to, a lot of times, jump through more hoops.
Yeah.
It's just a different business.
A lot more details, a little bit more risk, too, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when we say risk, I mean, when you're helping somebody redo their floor in a commercial business, I mean, they're having to basically shut down or, you know, shift some business around. So it's a little harder than going in and doing somebody's living room.
Sure it is.
Yeah. All right, well, let's talk about the retail business for a minute. You say you have five locations. I know that you're a Mohawk Floorscapes dealer. Are all of your locations Mohawk?
All of them.
Okay. What are the benefits you get from that?
There's a lot of benefits. You know, for the we're a Floorscapes dealer now. I think it's 5 years. So for 18 years, I wasn't affiliated with any particular group, and it's just by far the best thing that we've ever done for a business. It's made us look infinitely more professional. We have the best-looking stores in the area, as most Floorscape stores do, because Mohawk sends a team down to completely renovate your store. Merchandising is a lot easier. There's rebates. There's just so many different things. I could talk for an hour just on the benefits of being a Floorscape dealer.
There's a lot of good merchandising benefits.
Yeah, I mean, even with some of the products that we carry that may not even be Mohawk, they completely help you design the entire floor with your input. So the pathways and the walkways and the areas are consumer friendly to what women, which is our basic customer, how they would like to see it, look it, feel it, smell it, and it's just a complete metamorphosis when you get done. And it's all done in literally a few days. I mean, not the whole process, but the process of tearing your store apart, putting it back together is just incredible. And when we did it, it's funny, some of the customers had purchased right before we changed it, and during that week they're bringing back samples or whatever, and then when their sale is completely done, they come in and they see the change. They just couldn't believe the difference. I mean, we noticed it also, obviously.
Well, you know, Lou, you're no stranger to us. We did a best practices on you back first of the year, and one of the things I thought was very interesting that came out in that interview was your focus on customer satisfaction. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's been our focus for many years. We always called our customers the day after the installation to make sure that everything went well with the installers and with the installation, but we were doing it with the salespeople. And I realized about 8-9 years ago that we need to have someone else do it aside from the salespeople to see how the entire experience was, including salespeople. So I've been having my mother call every single job, whether it's been installed or whether it was a customer pickup, and just ask a series of 4 or 5 questions to make sure they're happy. We found out some things, and it's improved our business greatly, because if there are any inconsistencies or anything where a customer's unhappy, I personally will get involved and make sure that it gets taken care of, or at least give them some sort of empathy if things didn't go right and I can't do anything else, but I might be able to help them in the future. And I believe it's increased our business a lot.
Well, I'm sure it has. And one of the things you do, I think after you get the feedback, you meet with your team, of both on the installer side and on the sales side, and actually share the feedback, don't you?
Well, what we do is we have a posting every couple of months, and there's a contest for the installers, of the ones that get the most accolades. And it shows a tiered system about who got the most as opposed to who got the least. We hang all the good ones up in the area where they're going to get their installations out in the morning. So it's something that, you know, they could see they're being rated on. When we first started it, some of the long-term installers that were good but didn't have the best attitude noticed that they were at the bottom of the list of customer accolades, which gave the impression that they were not as good of an installer as some of the others. And just that sheer alone improved their customer relations to the point where they started to get a lot more accolades and they moved up the ladder. So it helped in that effect also.
Yeah. All right, there's one other thing that you do that I found very interesting when we did your best practices. You know, when you start talking about how you bring store traffic, how do you bring, you know, potential homeowners that are looking to put in or replace their flooring, how do you bring them to your store? How do you tell them about Capital Carpets and Tile? You do a kind of a pay-per-click thing, don't you?
Well, we do several different things, but as far as the Internet goes, yes, we do. We do a pay-per-click. There's a service out there called SmartLink, and it pushes people towards your site. And there's many services that do this. They're unique in that when a customer, a prospect, gets pushed to your website, the landing page has phone numbers that are different than are actually phone numbers in the store, and that tracks it. It will ring into the store, and then I can track the phone calls, and I can listen to the phone calls, and I can see how the salespeople are handling it, and I can see the potential traffic that's coming into my store by those phone calls. So that's worked out. That'd probably be one of my stronger parts of my advertising is that.
I think you said it's probably the most efficient money you spend behind...
I think so. It's not the most money I spend. The most money I spend are things like TV, but I think it's the most efficient one, yeah.
Okay, so let me broaden that back out. How else do you bring store traffic in?
Well, traditionally, it's been through newspaper and TV and direct mail, a lot of the things that a lot of the retailers do. And, you know, different things work in different markets. TV seems to work better in this market than newspaper. Some other markets, newspaper seems to be working better than TV, but it is the traditional kind. Mm-hmm. But in these times now where it's just, you know, a lot slower than what anybody is used to, I think, and I've been trying to figure this out, we have to target our customers, opposed to blanketly just putting out TV out there or blanketly just putting a newspaper out there, trying to target the people that are actually in the market for looking for flooring, which would be, I would think, some of the people that are more affluent, trying to somehow figure out how to target them through direct mail or otherwise. We're having our first designer event next week where we've invited designers to come into the store. We're trying to go after that market. It's a difficult thing to try to figure out, but that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to take some of the dollars that we put in traditional advertising and every month try something new to target the people that we think that are going to need or use flooring. And when we find one that works, which we've tried a couple and they haven't worked that well, we're going to hopefully continue to do that.
All right. Well, we're about to run out of time. One of the things that I think I forgot to mention is exactly where your locations are. What area of Florida are
you in? The West Palm Beach area, the Palm Beach County, Florida, Southeast Florida.
And when do you think, on the residential side of the business, when what is your prediction for when you think that it's going to start to get better down there?
You know, my crystal ball is no different than anyone else. I hear anything from, the end of 2009 to 2010. You know, I can only take a day at a time, and that's what we're doing. You know, you cut back as much as you can, and you promote, you have to constantly continue to promote. You try to predict what's going to happen, but, who knows? I know that, hopefully now the next 6 months, which is usually big for Southeast Florida, because we have a lot of people that live in two different homes. They're called snowbirds, and they will come down in October, November, and stay through March and April. I know for the next 6 months, our business will be better just for the sheer fact that there'll be more people here with more disposable dollars. But after that, starting next summer, only God knows.
Well, we've been talking to Lou Marano, and as he just told you, he's in the Palm Beach area down in Florida, and he has Capital Carpet and Tile, and I'm Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.